This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breaking news. The Steelers have traded George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys for a third-round pick and a swap of late-round picks. Ray Fittipaldo joins us now, our Steelers insider, to get into all of it. He's brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. A ton of angles on this. We'll hit them all with Ray, and then we'll react to it. Ray, did they get enough for Pickens? First question. And did you see this coming?
Well, I think the assumption, Adam, after the draft was that they would hang on to him because it seemed like the draft was, you know, the time that a deal made the most sense. But I think you guys would agree, you know, throughout the last couple of months, I've always thought this was a strong possibility. He's been a cancer in that locker room. And listen, you get a third-round pick for him. I know people were probably wanting a second, but you get a third-round pick for him. It's addition by subtraction, and you got more draft haul for next year that you could use to move up and get your quarterback. So from that perspective, I'm fine with it. I mean, this is a team that was probably going to struggle to contend anyway. I think it'll be better for the locker room. I'm totally fine with them getting a three for George Pickens.
Ray, let's talk about the ultimate plan. What do you think the Steelers' ultimate plan is? Do they have an ultimate plan? Do you see a vision of where they want to go? And let's start all the way back to them missing out on Justin Fields, then having the counter to Aaron Rodgers, then Mason Rudolph bringing him back, then drafting Will Howard, now trading George Pickens. Oh, actually, let's throw in DK Metcalf, paying him $150 million. Yeah. What's their plan?
I think whether it was Justin Fields or Aaron Rodgers, it did not matter. Either of those guys or Mason, if it turns out to be Mason, are stopgaps. 1 or 2 years, they want to get their quarterback next year. They want to develop him, and that's when they want to get their franchise QB. Listen, if the franchise QB comes next year and he's ready to play in 27, DK Metcalf, I think, will still be 29 years old, theoretically in his prime. Now you know they're going to draft a receiver next year with one of their picks. So when you think about it from, you know, you take the bird's eye view of this, I think all of this is for 1 and 2 years down the road. Yeah, they're still going to try to win in 2025, but the long-term plan is get your quarterback next year, develop him, and then try to hit it right in 2027. For 2028.
George Pickens has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys for a third-round pick and a swap of late-round picks. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, joins us right now as we cut it up and try to hit on all the angles. All right, in the interim then, Ray, if that is their plan, what do they do at wide receiver? Keenan Allen still out there. Amari Cooper still out there. There are other names still available on the free agent market. Do you think that they would sign one of those guys? They can't possibly feel good about their wide receiver room right now, could they?
Yeah, I do think, Adam, anything they do will be relatively on the cheap. Like, there's a reason those guys are still out there. So you saw what they paid Robert Woods, you know, $2 million a year, maybe Cooper, more pedigree. You pay him a little bit more if that's a move. But I think in the end, they thought enough of Roman Wilson to make him a third-round pick. I think they're hoping there's a progression there and that he could add something to it. I think Calvin Austin is a solid 3 or a 4. So, yeah, you're in the same position as you were last year. You don't really have a good number 2, but I think the hope is that maybe Roman Wilson develops into that. The problem is you don't have enough knowledge on what he can be just because he spent his entire rookie season on IR.
All right, we have details now on the trade. This from Ari Myrov, who puts out, full trade. Cowboys traded a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick to the Steelers in exchange for George Pickens and a 2027 sixth-round pick. So the Steelers add two picks in next year's in next year's draft, one in 2027, and they lose one in 2027. Yeah. When the Steelers traded Antonio Brown, it was for a third and a fifth-round pick. What do you think this means for Rodgers? Is this something that he would have endorsed? Like, does he not want to deal with a George Pickens-type personality? Or does this mean he's not coming, Ray? Or that he may have already spurned them?
No. No, I don't think that's the case at all. You know, I think this decision to trade George Pickens is totally separate from what happens with Aaron Rodgers. But if you do want to project out and think about how would Aaron Rodgers mesh with somebody like George Pickens, I don't think it would be good. I can't sit here and name you a quarterback who would mesh well with a receiver who doesn't run his routes properly, who doesn't attend meetings, is late. I mean, any quarterback isn't going to be able to get along with that type of a guy, you know, professionally. So the way I look at it, addition by subtraction, you're losing a talented receiver, but you're eliminating a big headache from your organization and your locker room as well.
Ray, if they made this trade happen during the draft, hypothetically, clearly, do you think that changes the way that they drafted in the first round? Do you think they draft a receiver or maybe move up two spots to get a Ibuka? Because I think he went to, 19 to the Buccaneers? Do you think that they draft a receiver with that first-round pick if they make this trade during the draft?
No, I think they were set on drafting a D lineman. If this pick, I think all along they wanted that pick to be 2026. But if you play the game, let's say they did get a third round pick in this year's draft, they probably would have drafted a receiver. You know, I think there were still some decent guys on the board. I forget, the Cowboys probably drafted ahead of the Steelers. So whether it would have been a guy like Jalen Knoll or somebody like that, you know, they could have got a guy like that, that would have been good. But I think all this is set up for them to have the ammunition to move up next year, package a lot of picks, whether it's next year's picks or future first-round picks, go get that quarterback and try to build your football team that way.
This may be a stupid question, Ray, but my principal at St. Bernard's Elementary School told me that there is no such thing as a stupid question. When they signed DK Metcalf to that 5-year, $150 million deal, did they know the whole time they were going to trade George Pickens, do you think?
I think it was always a strong possibility, yes. I think it got to a situation last season where it was an issue in the locker room. The players didn't like having that distraction. And, you're always going to sit back and try to get the best deal possible. But I think everything that transpired last year, you know, Pickens not showing up for practices on time, constantly being late, the Christmas Day showing up for a game late, everything, like at the Post-Gazette today, we're going to do an entire timeline of all the stuff that George Pickens did, because there's going to be stuff that you guys don't even remember, the eye black, it's been 3 years of this stuff.
So always bleeping open.
It's going to be interesting to look back on his time. And I do think, guys, it just got to a point where they didn't want to deal with him anymore. The players didn't want to deal with him anymore. And they needed to get something like this done.
Ray, it's just me. This is just my intuition, my feeling, my gut feeling here. I still think that they turn around and trade for a receiver within the next week. I think they trade for
within the next week.
Yes.
Okay. I don't get that sense, Doran, but you might be right. I mean, especially if Aaron Rodgers comes, like who's, are any of Aaron's former teammates still out there?
Lazard, yeah.
Lazard.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Lazard is the move, right? Like if he's,
oh, man.
If he's still out there, you give Aaron a security blanket. Is he a true number two at this stage of his career? Maybe not, but you don't really have one on your roster either. So sometimes beggars can't be choosers.
Ray, you were a delight. This was great. We appreciate it. Now get to work because you got a lot to write about.
Good timing this week, guys. All right, I'll see you.
Damn. Thanks, Ray. See you, Ray. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. A lot of people have started connecting dots here. Over the last couple of days, the Cowboys have been linked to DJ Moore, the wide receiver from the Chicago Bears, a guy that you mentioned last year, yep, in a tweet that was viewed by millions of people.
Yep.
And look, they weren't going to pay George Pickens. Doesn't necessarily mean that they wouldn't pay a guy that they feel like isn't a jackass. And DJ Moore signed a 3-year, $110 million contract. That's a lot of money. However, maybe they do pay a guy. I'm not sure. You tend to be right about these intuition things. But yes, Alan Lazard is still out there. Let's be clear about this. Let's say Rodgers does come. Ray says the Rodgers decision independent of anything going on with George Pickens. Okay, fair enough. Let's say Rodgers does come. His weapons aren't as good here as they were in New York. He had Davante Adams. He had Garrett Wilson. Right. He had Alan Lazard. He's handed it off to good running backs. Brees Hall. Hell of a player. Now, that line no good. This line might not be good. So if I'm Rodgers, I can't see how Rodgers, maybe they view it independently. I can't see how Rodgers would view it independently. Okay, I get to work with Tomlin. Okay, my defense is good. And I'm not having to deal with Saleh and all that New York Jets dysfunction. But who am I throwing it to and who's protecting me? Well, now I'm not throwing it to Pickens. Mm-hmm. Today, at present time, I'm throwing it to Robert Woods? I'd rather just freaking retire. Your reaction, 412-928-9370. Phone lines open until 9 o'clock. Doug Whaley joins us for a full hour then. And you've got a friend of the show and a national voice saying this is the worst Steelers roster since 2019. Actually, no, he's saying it's the worst Steelers roster of all time. I happen to think 2019 was worse. What's that all mean? We'll get into it when we come back. But first, a reminder that you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Steelers have traded George Pickens to the Cowboys. We now know the return. The Steelers also sent a 2027 seventh-round pick to the Cowboys. And in return, they're getting a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. Now, way back when, Antonio Brown was traded for a third and a fifth-round pick. And so I've asked on Twitter, do you like the trade? 62% of Steelers fans voting today, emotional, have said no, they do not like the trade. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We've got open phones until 9 o'clock when our front office executive, Doug Whaley, comes in. Our front office executive insider, I should say, Doug Whaley, comes in. In the interim, we'll talk to you. But real quick, I saw a tweet from our guy, Matt Miller, who came on with us during this draft season. He, of course, from ESPN. He said, this is the worst Steelers roster of the Mike Tomlin era. I don't think that's true, not by a long shot. I look at the 2019 Steelers. They were throwing the ball to guys like Deion Kane and handing it off to Kareth White Jr. and Benny Snell Jr. That was a bad roster. James Washington, Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, your wide receivers. Just not a good team. And they didn't know Ben was going to get hurt, so I'm not going to rip on Rudolph and rip on Duck Hodges. But that was a worse roster than this one. But here's the reason I bring it up, not to argue semantics about something that doesn't matter at all. You just know that the Steelers are going to go 9-8 this year. And because tweets like that from Matt Miller, people are going to give Mike Tomlin all kinds of praise. Look at what Tomlin did with this junk roster, despite the fact that, as always, Mike Tomlin has a massive hand in building the roster. Now, you've been theorizing that if Rodgers is coming here and you do want to win this year, that maybe there could be another shoe to drop. Maybe the Steelers could trade for another wide receiver. You tweeted last year, how about DJ Moore? And he was just linked to the Dallas Cowboys 2 days ago.
Yep.
Now, he signed a big deal. You brought this up during the break. Luther Burden was drafted by the Bears this year.
Second round
pick. Roma Dunze out of Washington, I think he's going to be a hell of a player. He's there, and they have DJ Moore. They also took Colston Loveland in the first round. So you probably have one more skilled position guy than you need, and who's the one that often gets traded if you're going to trade one? Well, it's an expensive one. And so, hey, maybe DJ Moore is on the move. Maybe he's not, but if he is, we're all going to bow down to you again, Doran, because you tend to have these intuitions that bear fruit.
Yeah, maybe a year later, but I mean, DJ Moore always made sense. If it is DJ Moore, that would make so much sense because last year it was Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, it was the fifth pick of the draft for Caleb Williams. It's like, all right, you only have one football. So that's a lot of mouths to feed. Now they draft Luther Burden, who is probably more of a staple in the offense because he was a second round pick at the number two receiver spot, even though DJ Moore is a fantastic football player. I'm not saying that Luther Burden could beat him out, but you're drafting a receiver at the second round pick. Like, that guy's going to play and be a part of your future. If you are planning to pay George Pickens eventually, maybe, if he would have, walk in the straight line this year, why not just pay DJ Moore?
Yeah, I've been saying it for weeks now. Like, all these people who say that Pickens is going to get traded because they would never pay a wide receiver, I think that's off base. I don't think they were ever going to pay Pickens, but you can pay two wide receivers. The cap's going up tremendously next year. Yeah, you're going to pay TJ Watt, but the reality is you're going to have a rookie quarterback, and so you're going to have money to spend. Texter, I have to read this, and we love you, Andrew Filippone, but this is very funny to me. Remember the days when Pickett to Pickens was the next Montana to Rice? Now both guys traded.
Man.
They traded their first round 2022 pick, Kenny Pickett, 2 years into his career, and they've now traded George Pickens 3 years into his career. I don't fault them for either. Do you? 412-928-9370.
I just think it makes sense that they would trade for that, you turn around and trade for a receiver this year, because it just, the timing is off to me.
What if they just signed a guy? Like, what if they sign Keenan Allen? Like, you're not better from an on-the-field standpoint with Keenan Allen and DK Metcalf than you were with DK Metcalf and George Pickens. I do think you're significantly better than you were at wide receiver last year.
I mean, you're paying them for 1 year for what, though? Like, we're always, that's what we're talking about. Like, what are they in for this year? Like, are they trying to win? Are they trying to not to win? Are they trying to tank? Are they trying to get their quarterback next year? That just wouldn't make sense to me to pay an aging receiver. You've done that the last couple of years with Allen Robinson.
They just did it with Darius Slay, too.
Darius in Robert Woods.
Mm-hmm.
You already just, you did that. So now it'd be, all right, let's pay that number two 1A receiver because we maybe thought we were going to do that with George next year, but now we've moved on and we want a legitimate guy that can go in there and actually produce.
You know what it feels like to me, man? Feels kind of Penguins-y.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we have 1 foot firmly entrenched in, hey, we can't waste a year at TJ Watt and Cam Hayward, and the other foot firmly entrenched in the thought that next year is the year to get the quarterback. And so you're trying to do two things at once. And I think that is the plan. You don't think they have a plan. Most of Twitter agrees with you. I don't know that it's a good plan, but I think that is the plan. Have 1 foot in both camps. And it's a tough thing to do. If that's the case, I do think you could see a guy like Keenan Allen in here. Let's go to the phone lines. Johnny and Cranberry next up. Hi, Johnny. You in a hailstorm?
Listen to this. What's that?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. I think I agree with you somewhat, and here's what I will say. It's one of two things. It's all in, and it's a complete all-in moment, and you're a genius, or you break the purgatory of 9-8, and it's an all-in moment. It is essentially speed dating. If you find your mate, awesome. If not, everybody there is a stranger this year. And so the one thing I will say that I think there was a plan for it, I think this is the final step of Omar Khan's character purge. And I think this was the plan the whole time. So why not go all in?
You know what's weird about that, Johnny? And I don't mean to cut you off there, but you got a million callers here, and I want to get to as many as possible before Doug comes on. Very weird that you would be, as Johnny says, in a character purge, and then bringing in Aaron Rodgers. Not that I... Listen, people think Aaron's a bad guy. I'm not as much on that side as a lot of people are. He is a guy who is prone to creating and being a part of distraction. That would be very funny to me. Get Deontay Johnson out of here. He's a distraction. Get George Pickens out of here. He's a distraction. Let's bring in the darkness retreat guy.
Let's bring in the Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, well, there's a difference, but he ain't that guy anymore.
Well... It's closer than what Deontay Johnson would be to being a Hall of Fame receiver or George.
Absolutely. There's no debate there. Matt in Newcastle. Or Maddie. He goes by Maddie. Maddie in Newcastle. Hi.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, kind of going off of what John just said, bringing up a good point about a character purge, I think that's all this move really was to try to get rid of some cancerous attitudes and behaviors in the locker room. But at the same token, you guys moved on to Rodgers from that point from John. I don't want him here either. I mean, I know he's a good quarterback. I think he definitely would be an improvement over Russ from last year. But at the same token, I don't want guys like that in the locker room. I just think he has this mentality. He feels like everything goes my way, and if it doesn't, then I kind of shut down. So
thank you, man.
That's my take.
That kind of got my gear spinning here, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Rodgers doesn't come, and you start Mason Rudolph. I mean, are you getting a 9-8? You getting an 8-9?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting a 7-10?
I don't know.
We don't know the schedule yet. We know who they're going to play. A lot of good teams on there. And, you know, last year, the way that it was stacked made it difficult. Could be the same thing this year. We'll find out in a week and a day. But this could be a very bad year if you've got Mason Rudolph. And is that necessarily a bad thing? But if that happened, then that would mean that they didn't achieve their plan.
Right.
Which is to keep feet in both camps. And look, waiting around on Aaron Rodgers, like they don't know. They're still in limbo right now. They don't know if this guy's coming in.
Or maybe they do know.
and this is a plan that they've been trying to execute. Like you said, they have a plan. Maybe they actually are trying to execute the plan that they already know is probably going to happen.
Ray kind of did one of these when I asked him this question. But, like, would Rodgers want to throw to Pickens, or does Rodgers not want to deal with Pickens?
I think he would be okay with throwing to Pickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that everyone, quarterbacks, head coaches, they feel like if a guy's talented and they might have a screw loose or something being off, that they're the guy to fix him. I generally tend to agree with that, yeah. 412-928-9370. Lee, Bo, Chris, others, all waiting on hold. Do you like the deal? 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers have a plan?
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Plan. Breaking news this morning, the Steelers trading George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys. They get a 2026 third-round pick. They get a 2027 fifth-round pick, and they send a 2027 seventh-round pick in return. They would have got a 2027 comp pick in the third round for George Pickens had he just merely walked at the end of this upcoming season. So now you get the pick a year earlier and you improve upon your 2027 draft. Here's what they got next year, Dorm. Whether this was the whole plan or not, next year the draft in Pittsburgh is going to be a lot of fun. They have a first round pick, a second round pick, 3 third round picks. 2 fourth-round picks, 2 fifth-round picks, 2 sixth-round picks, and a 7th-round pick.
Huh.
They have 12 picks
yep.
coming up next year in what is supposed to be a good quarterback draft. What do they do in the interim, though? Unless they go out and trade for a wide receiver that you've thrown out there or they sign a guy, they're probably going to suck on offense again, regardless of whether Rodgers or Mason Rudolph is quarterback. I think there are varying degrees of suck. I think it would obviously look a lot better with Rodgers, But I think the end is the same here, that the Steelers don't win a playoff game for, what, their ninth consecutive year in a row. 412-928-9370. So the question is, do you like the move? Do you think the Steelers have a master plan? To the phones?
Yes.
Chris in Uniontown. I got family in Uniontown. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing all right. I disagree with the trade because it doesn't really matter. That whole organization is bad, and they're destroying the city of championships. All these franchises trash. They need to get rid of it. I look for this. I don't know if anybody's thinking. I look for one of these teams, not to get off track. I look for one of these teams to try to get out of this town and move to another state.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
What?
I will find a way to take something out of that call, Doran, and that's I feel like I'm giving them some benefit of the doubt on this trade, that they do have this plan, and that the plan is, all right, this year's a bridge, and next year they'll find a quarterback. I will say this, they don't deserve my benefit of the doubt. They haven't won a playoff game. They haven't been competitive in a playoff game in over half a decade, damn near a decade. And so if anybody wants to call up or you want to argue they don't have a plan, I get exactly where you're coming from, because they are not to be trusted. They have been on the track of high-end mediocrity, like Starkey likes to say now, for a decade.
Yeah.
That's what they've been. 412-928-9370. Lee, joining us from downtown. You see Marty Griffin riding a bike by it?
I wish I would, man. They don't got no plan, man. And this is a terrible move, and the reason I'm saying it is because you didn't have to do this yet. You could have waited until a trade deadline. Let's see what he does this season with DK and whoever the quarterback is, and then you could have got more suitors during the trade deadline. And this is why here's Omar Khan's track record. Two players that he passed up in the draft became all pros: Christian Gonzalez and the wide receiver from Jacksonville last year. You had the opportunity to pick those guys, and they were right before the guys you picked. And the two guys you picked the left tackle.
Roger Jones.
And then you picked Fontatu. But he had injury history. The reason he fell so bad was because of his medical. So two guys that you passed on became all pros for the guys you picked. And now you're trading George for a third that you could have waited until the deadline. So, I mean, they have no plan. And I'm hearing about there's only one quarterback that's going to be worth trading the whole farm for, and that's Archer. And we don't even know if he's coming out next
year. There's other good quarterbacks next year, too, Lee.
Who?
I mean, do you like Drew Aller? Do you like Lenora Sellers?
He threw the game away last year in the championship.
I actually agree with that one with you, Lee. So, but do you know what school Lenora Sellers plays for?
He plays for South Carolina.
I didn't think you'd know that, Lee. Thank you. I was going to try to make the point that he didn't know what he was talking about. Lenora Sellers could be a damn good NFL quarterback.
He could be. Don't know.
What does that mean? Don't draft one next year?
Well, you kind of have to. You're going all in.
You were going to have to at some point.
I get what he's saying, though. Like, I mean, you really didn't have to trade George right now. You could go into the season with two receivers, like, and then trade George at the trade deadline.
See, my thing on that is I just don't think you're getting as much for him at the deadline.
Because I think he's going to be the exact same player as he was last year, and you would still get what you would get right now with him not playing football.
You are betting on him not being a jackass before the deadline. And even if he does walk the straight and narrow and you want to trade him, now you're trading him and you're going to get, what, 9 games out of Pickens instead of 17 games out of Pickens?
So you don't trade him. Say he walks the straight and narrow and he performs, you don't trade him, and then next year you just let him walk and you get the third round pick.
Not until 2027.
Well, you have 3 next year. Or you have 2 next year.
Yeah.
In that scenario.
Yeah.
Still have 2.
I get what you're saying. I'd rather have a draft pick next year.
I'd rather have a receiver this year, right now. A number 2. Skaronic.
Fair enough. And a lot of the texters agree with you because we all know right now what we're looking at is a bad season. And at best, we're looking at a bad offense and maybe a decent season, right? But what were they going to win if it was Rodgers and Metcalf and Pickens?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, are they better than the Ravens? Are they better than the Bills? Are they better than the Chiefs?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, maybe.
I just don't think it's worth it.
How does this roster right now, let's say George was on it yesterday, plays against the Ravens in the playoff game, and say Aaron Rodgers is on it? Aaron Rodgers is on it. You still have your draft picks, the defensive linemen, and you have the running back, like, take Najee out. You have the guys you have now. How did they play against the Ravens last year?
I mean, I still don't think they win the game. That is a big gap to close.
Say they win an extra game during the season and they play Houston.
They probably beat Houston.
Right.
So great. You win a playoff game and we get to celebrate in the streets. Are you any closer to actually winning a Super Bowl? Like, is your franchise
they can get hot?
Upward trajectory? Aaron Rodgers was losing playoff games when he was in his prime. Couldn't win the big one. Now he's 41. And listen, this is coming from a guy that after the draft, I said, you know what? I've made my peace with keeping Pickens because at least it's going to be more entertaining. Mm. So I want to make sure people know exactly where I stand and so they know I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth. I'd have been fine from an entertainment standpoint watching George Pickens, Aaron Rodgers, and DK Metcalf this year. But I said it a million times. Don't think it was going to lead to anything special. And so if it's not, get a pick in next year's draft, get a quarterback, and we'll live through the muck. And I'll travel to damn Ireland to watch them lose 13-9. Donnie Football put out there via tweet. I think he's kind of lining up with you here, Doran. I can want the Steelers to tank. You can want the Steelers to tank. The Steelers need to want to tank. I guess you haven't said that, but that would at least be taking a stand on one side or the other. Right. Either we're going full contention or we're going full tank. He continued to write, a team that traded for DK Metcalf and are assuming Aaron Rodgers will be its quarterback with a coach that's never been worse than 500 is not embracing a tank.
Right.
That's 100% true. I said it last week when Ryan Clark said that they should tank. I think it was Ryan Clark. That you don't need to tank this year. You just got to move up in the draft, baby. But, you know, finishing 15th would be better than finishing 20th. I mean, we saw the cost of moving up in the draft this year. It's a lot. You got 12 picks next year. Right.
Like, if you want, depends on where you're thinking you're going to have to get a quarterback at.
I think what's likely to happen here, man, is that they've had a foot in both camps of win now, but get the quarterback of the future next year. I think they might accidentally wind up tanking. Like, just because Tomlin's never had a losing season doesn't mean that he can't. And if Rodgers comes, your receiving corps is still no better than it was last year. It's different, but it's no better. And if it's not Rodgers, yeah, you're going to try to run the ball 40 times a game, and you've got great pieces on defense, but, like, you ain't winning 9 games. You could have maybe convinced me that they could win 9 games with Pickens and Metcalf.
And Rudolph.
But now with just Metcalf Rudolph.
That's why I just have a feeling that they're going to trade.
Well, we can talk to Doug Whaley about that coming up next. Perfect day to have this all go down. Although Pat Bostic texted us and said, I wish it could have happened tomorrow.
Well, it'll bleed into tomorrow.
We'll have plenty to talk about tomorrow, Mr. Bostic. Don't you worry. The 50-minute mark on the Fan was brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township.